Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This hour brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. We're live at Flowery Branch, guys, as we do on Wednesdays. Mark Zeno's hanging out in for Mike today. We will rehash with Alex Anthopoulos, our general manager for the Braves, had to say to us yesterday. Great stuff as he broke the news about the Braves going to pick up Ozzie's contract.
Option,
and,
yeah,
they're going to exercise the option. And he said to us, you know, I'll give this one to you guys. And he did, and it was big news.
He also gave out today that Chris Sale's now option's getting picked up.
Well, look, I think it's smart. I know there are people who are like, well, here we go again. You're going to, you know, go with an aging guy. We'll get more into it, Zeno. But I think that's a smart play. Look, he's an innings eater. You need that. Do not get caught up in this whole, you know, he won a Cy Young and he'll never win another one. Stop thinking that way. Either way, we'll talk about what Alex had to say to us yesterday on the show. Great stuff from him coming up here on the show. Let's talk about the College Football Playoff Committee, because last night they spoke loud and clear. Here's what I believe. And, Zeno, you tell me what you think. Mm-hmm. I think they said they believe in Indiana, A&M, and Ohio State. Those three are the most likely to make the top four. Remember, the top four get byes. And that's what I think they said last night in this first ranking. But I also think they said a couple of different things. They also said, you know, Alabama losing to Florida State early in the season, that's why you're not in the top four, regardless of what you've done the last 7 weeks and how good you've looked. That loss, not so much. That's why they can't be in the top three. As far as the Dogs are concerned, you lost to Alabama. Your win over Ole Miss was nice, but you need to beat Texas and Georgia Tech before we even consider you a potential top four team. That is what the committee is saying. And by the way, that Texas game, and I don't want to overlook Miss State because that's this weekend, and you know this is when you get caught up in looking past people. But the Texas game is a playoff game for both Georgia and Texas. Texas loses, they're not getting in. I mean, period. Georgia loses.
I disagree with that.
Georgia loses. Then you're starting to look at this a little bit differently after now you're talking about the loss to Alabama. Okay, can they still potentially get to the SEC championship game? There's a lot of gray there for Georgia. Just went out. Don't worry about it. The group of five, guys, it's either going to be Memphis or North Texas, in my opinion.
Is this the last year we should do this?
The group of five?
Yes, this is the last year we should. This is ridiculous.
Well, they're trying to be fair, you know?
Screw fairness. Just give me the 12 best teams.
Well, that's what they're doing.
No, they're not. The group of five team is nowhere near one of the top 12 teams in the country. End of conversation, full stop.
We say that every year.
And every year it's true.
These teams deserve an opportunity to get in.
No, they
don't.
Then
why should we have the playoff? Let's just do two teams and be done with it. Everybody.
BCS was perfect.
No, it wasn't.
BCS
Everybody
was. They never got it wrong. Not
wants
once.
An opportunity to say, hey, we deserve to be in and let us see what happens. Maybe San Diego State, by the way, another group of five. Bottom line is this. This is where I'm at, and I want to get your thoughts. 404-726-0929. ACC's in trouble. Number 14, Virginia. You got to win the conference. And that's the way you're going to become the fourth highest-ranked conference champion. That's the way you get into the top four. Georgia Tech ranked 17 in the College Football Playoff Committee last night. You got to win the ACC. That's the what this looks like. And then you talk about, you know, the SEC teams. Look, Bama, Georgia, Ole Miss, A&M, I think they're all going to get in when it's all said and done, but Ole Miss is a team that has to run the table. And then last but not least, the Big Ten, Indiana, Ohio State, Oregon, we just talked about it. They've got to win out. Oregon, all of a sudden, you got Iowa, Washington, and then the USC game. That becomes a huge game. So Big 12, you're getting one. Big 12,
unless Texas Tech loses. Texas Tech is in. Texas Tech is in.
Unless they lose to BYU. And then they
makes it a lot more difficult.
And then they got to win the Big 12, but then they need help to get to the Big 12 championship.
Well, if they lose to BYU this week, which I do not think is happening. Remember, they're a 10-point favorite in that game. So, if the
Tech is a 10-point favorite,
Texas Tech is a 10-point favorite over
at home.
BYU,
yeah,
at home. There are paths to say unequivocally at this point anybody is in or out is tough because there are a lot of paths, right? I told you yesterday. Georgia Tech still has a path where if they win out and don't play in the ACC championship game at 11-1 with a win over Georgia, they have a path to get in if other things break their way. You know, you would need three or four other teams to trip and stumble, a USC, a Michigan, a Texas, maybe even a Texas Tech stumbles out and loses a game and they don't play in the Big 12 championship game. But if Texas Tech runs the table and loses in the Big 12 championship game, which they'll likely meet BYU again, Texas Tech is still getting in. They grade out as one of the top teams in the country.
Wait. If they lose to BYU this weekend,
yeah,
as a 10-point favorite at home, and then you're telling
me... No, that's not what I said. I said if they lose in the Big 12 championship game to BYU.
Oh, okay. Because that's
what
I'm
saying.
So
they finished a regular season 11-1.
All right.
Losing the Big 12 championship game.
You think a two-loss Big 12... champion.
Yes. No, a two-loss Big 12 Texas Tech gets in, and then whoever's in the Big 12 championship game, whether it's BYU or Cincinnati, would get it. That's the kind of thing Georgia Tech can't have happen. Georgia Tech needs a one-bid Texas Tech from the Big 12, right? And they need Michigan and USC, Texas all to take losses to get themselves out of the picture.
Yeah.
There's a path there. Notre Dame somehow trips up and loses a spot, goes to three losses. That helps Georgia Tech immensely. So there are other paths for these teams. Ole Miss doesn't have to win out to get in.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they do not.
Got to run the table. Ole Miss loses hypothetically, and I know you're going to go, you're not going to lose to Citadel. They're done.
Well, okay.
You lose to Florida.
Yes, if they I will agree with you. If they lose to Citadel, they're not getting
okay,
in.
So okay, so then you got to win out. You lose to Florida. You're done. I don't care if you beat the Citadel and your rival in Miss State. Lose to Florida 2 weeks. You're done. They have to win out. Because here's the issue. When you
five
start,
teams from the SEC are getting in.
Four.
Five.
Four.
Five.
Four.
Okay. All right. I mean, we'll see. There's paths to all these things happening, Dukes. That's kind of the point. I mean,
no, there is, but this is why it's going to be so interesting over the next five weeks.
And it's all over the next 3 weeks. It's going to get worked out.
Well, this is true because you're going to have the rivalry games right by Thanksgiving. We'll know
the speculation stuff here and there.
But the championship games will come into play as well.
Even though the committee says they're not going to, they are 100%. You get rolled in your championship game, they ain't looking away.
That's
it.
The other
they're
side.
They're not
of
looking
this
away from it. So. I'll tell you this, too, about Texas. If they split with Georgia and A&M, win one of those games, there is a path for a three-loss team to get in.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Who would you rather have? Would you rather have a three-loss Texas or Memphis in the college
You're
football
asking
playoff?
The wrong guy. Okay. Of course I'd rather have the Horns in.
Okay.
But the part is their strength of schedule is not going to allow them to do that and split.
At Texas? It's the strength of schedule there in the SEC?
And three losses. No, that becomes the deal because there will be two
of their
teams.
Losses would be the top five teams in Ohio State and Georgia or A&M.
Yeah, won't matter.
Those are what you call acceptable losses in the committee's
won't
eyes.
Won't matter. Look, I'd love to tell you that.
And they just told you acceptable losses are a thing because Notre Dame is ranked in the top 10 after losing to A&M and Miami.
They really like Notre Dame. But we knew this. This is why Notre Dame can continue to be an independent. We're talking about the college football playoff committee. Let me say this. I'd love to tell you that Texas is too big to fail, meaning they could lose three, and the committee goes, it's Texas. It's too much.
It's not that they're too
eyeballs,
big to fail.
Yes, they are, because here's the deal. This is still about eyeballs.
Yes.
This is still
it's
about
a television
who's,
event.
Who's going to watch. So when the committee gets together and says, you know what, I'd rather have a three-loss Texas team than a one- or two-loss team that may look better, but we're going to put a three-loss Texas team in. What they're telling you is eyeballs matter,
think,
and we know people are going to watch.
I think what needs to happen more than anything, if you are a team like Texas, if you are a team like – I mean, I feel pretty confident Notre Dame's going to work their way in there. But if you are a two-loss team –
with two losses already, yeah.
If you're a two-loss team, or possibly even a three-loss team from the SEC, you need a one-bid ACC and a one-bid Big 12.
Well, that's what it's going to be.
I told you, if Texas Tech get tripped up in the championship game,
look,
they're still getting in.
Virginia or Georgia Tech has got to win out.
Don't forget Louisville. They're also 7-1. They only have one. And SMU only has one ACC loss.
Okay, so pick one of those teams. One of those teams is getting in. BYU or Tech from the Big 12. That's it. Everything else is SEC, Big 10, and then your group of four.
Let me give you another scenario for Georgia Tech, okay? Texas takes a third loss. Like you said, Ole Miss takes a second loss.
All right.
Right? BYU takes two losses, one against
Texas
Tech.
You don't like BYU, do you?
I think they're wildly overvalued. Wildly overvalued. They're not the seven. There's a dozen teams better than BYU, easily.
you know what solves that? A playoff. Go ahead.
Okay, but the point is that BYU can lose to Texas Tech and then lose at Cincinnati, and they're out of the picture. So now this is starting to open up spots where a one-loss Georgia Tech team who doesn't play in their conference championship game with a win over Georgia gets in the playoff because they've been ranked in the top 10.
You just skated over that really easy.
What do you mean I skated over it?
With the win over Georgia, like that's an automatic. You just said that with such ease. Did you even hear him say it? It was very Raheem-like. You just said that and just, yeah, and once they win over Georgia, then they'll have a one loss and they won't play in their conference championship game.
That's 100% factual. I'm not telling you anything that isn't rooted in fact. This isn't opinion. This is fact. Georgia Tech needs other teams to lose to open up a spot.
I do agree.
For them to get in. That would take a bit away from an SEC team.
But you know what else they can do? They can just win the conference.
That's
what we're talking
I don't know
about.
How the tiebreakers break, whether they're in a position to play in the ACC championship game or not. But I will tell you this much. Look out for USC and look out for Michigan. If both of those teams –
Michigan?
Yes. Both of those teams run the table. They have a very legitimate argument. That means Michigan has a win over Ohio State and USC has a win over Oregon. Those are two lost teams that both have legitimate cases to put themselves in a college football playoff. And at the end of the day, Dukes, it's what you said. Do we want a Michigan, a Texas, a USC, or do we want a Georgia Tech? Like, the eyeball, that's going to hurt
matters.
The Yellow Jackets. It is.
It matters. But it also matters when you've never put a three-loss team in. That is the
This may be the first year.
You've got a precedent that you set. And if you're going to go against that, now this thing is all screwed up.
There was an unspoken precedent. They've just never been really presented with the issue. Last year was close with Alabama. It really was. Like
Alabama didn't deserve to be in last year. Stop fooling yourself.
Over SMU? Stop it.
SMU won they were in the conference championship.
Yeah, but they didn't win it.
Neither did Alabama. Hey, man, want to remind you, the third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic presented by our friends at Finley Roofing is coming up Monday, November 24th. How's your golf game, by the way?
It's been solid. I driving the ball really well as of late.
All those muscles, I'd hope so. Even if you can't play, you can still help.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Benefit of great calls. 929thegame.com. Click on the events page and donate. I'll probably eat donuts.
Donate donuts.
Pets for Vets, guys. It's a great charity. You know it. And we're happy to be a part of it.
Can you get me a dog?
I can get you a dog. You need a service dog?
I need service, but I don't know if a dog's going to help.
Okay, because I got guys that can do that for you. It's Monday, November 24th. It's the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic, brought to you in part by Window Nation and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're coming back. What did Alex Anthopoulos say to us yesterday in regards to our Braves, their needs, and more? Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.